Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, this week we come to you on a Wednesday morning. Excited to be here. I'm fired up about a couple of things. Oh, no, I am, Roberto. I think you'll appreciate one of these.
Oh, this time you're being serious.
Yes. Okay. No, this time. This time I've got one thing that is an epidemic in society, not sports related. The other is sports related as sports becomes the enemy of the topic. So I got two things. And whatever the fuck you guys want to do beyond that, God bless, good luck. I'll sit here and nod my head in agreement. I just got to start out because a text. You ever think about the absurdity of getting a text on your device that's meant to speak to people? Now listen. Texting has become a very, very effective means of quick communications. Make no mistake. And stick with me on this. Don't go, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Listen to me. You can send pictures. You can send screenshots. You can send graphs, links. You can do lots of great stuff. Let's not. And in Sully's case, dick pics.
Sure.
Lots of great stuff.
Nudes.
The point is... In life, there are certain decisions or certain communications that a text is not appropriate, okay? Filing for divorce via text, not acceptable.
Damn.
Telling someone a friendship is over or a business relationship is over via text, not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a myriad of these, and they can range from family, personal, business. It can be a number of things. Now, I'm not going to tell you the specific instance of what text I received today that has me pissed. I just don't understand how we've gotten to a place in 2020, and I'm not alone. I know people listening to this right now, you are going to nod in agreement. You've received a text and you've said the following things. What a pussy. Pick up the phone and fucking tell me. No, pick up the phone and just tell me. Just tell me like an adult. Wow. Not a man, not a woman. Just pick up the phone and call me. Have an adult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have been.
Pick up the phone and start dialing.
Just call me. Don't text me like a child. Don't text me to avoid the phone call you're going to fucking get anyways. You text me some bullshit and think I'm not going to call you and I'm just going to send you a fucking smiley face and a thumbs up and a way to go and a little 100 written in crayons.
Like the message.
Bullshit. Because you're still getting a fucking call.
I'd pay $100 to know what this is about.
I tell you it off the air.
Make it $1,000, Roberto.
All right, let's all pitch in.
No, and now understand, in the grand scheme of life, this don't rate. All right? My marriage is great. I ain't going broke or anything. Like, we're good. I don't want people to go kooky.
Oh,
but there are just situations where, great example, let's say you're friends with someone and you're not going to go to an event.
Okay.
Might be a birthday party, or
yes,
you've been invited to go on vacation with someone, or
yes,
a wedding.
Yes.
You don't fucking text. Pick up the phone.
Correct.
Okay? All the way up to the biggest moments in life. Like, you don't text your husband, we're pregnant. You kind of wait till dinner.
Correct.
And by the way, no, I'm not having a child, so everybody calm down. But I mean, I'm enraptured at the text I got today because it's a phone call conversation.
Jeez.
And I'm still going to listen to me. The person sends it because they don't want to have a conversation right. because they know they're wrong or they're going back on their word. They're slinking out of something. Now, what do I do? You don't even get a reply from the text. As soon as your little read reply says red X, your phone's ringing. And you can put it to voicemail. Zero fucks given. You're getting a voicemail. And when I don't get a call back by the time I eat dinner tonight, you're getting another. You're going to have this motherfucking conversation because that's what adults do. So here's my point. I'm banging my pen here. Here's my point. When did this become acceptable?
I don't think it is.
No. It is because people opt to do it daily. Hey. You got to tell somebody business related something that might be disappointing. Fuck them. Text them. Hey, got to have a hard conversation with a friend. Fuck them. Text them. Hey, got to turn down a job, but you're too much of a pussy to pick up the phone and tell somebody thank you for the offer, but no thanks. Fuck it. Text them. Dude, this has become acceptable. This, in many ways, is worse than what some women did to Sully back in the day when he was single. The act of ghosting.
Yeah. Oh, that never happened to me. Come on.
The point is, it's better to ghost somebody, and at least I think you're dead, than it is to pull this little routine. So, look.
I've been ghosted so many times when I was young.
Ghost mode.
Hey, want to head out for a drink? Dot, dot, dot.
And I'd be relentless.
Just keep
calling and calling and calling.
50 texts in a row.
But I had to get it off my chest. And we're not going to go into the situation. All I will tell you is it is not life or death. It is not one of these life that everybody needs to calm down. But it can still be something that stokes my fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that to people. I don't send that text. I pick up the phone and I call them. And you have an adult conversation. Very simple. Because in the end, here's what adults do. Adults don't yell. Adults don't get butthurt over things. Adults don't get in their fucking feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk like an adult.
But would this be a conversation that you would be yelling?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would have the conversation and you know what I would ask? What could have been done better? Okay. Both ways here.
Okay.
How did we arrive at this point that you sent me a text?
How do we grow from this? Yes.
Right. It's not hard.
Yeah.
So that's all. I needed to know if you guys, A, identify with this issue.
Oh, I do.
And B, has it happened to you recently?
Yeah.
And I'm not asking you to share what?
Well, it's similar to me when I think of, when someone calls you out for something and you reach out to the individual and they don't answer the phone. Like, don't sit here and call me out for something. This is a little bit separate from what you're saying.
I know what you're talking about.
How do you call a person out for something? You reach out through multiple channels.
Would this or would this not be? I'm not, you know what?
I really want to say names.
No.
I'm gonna retract because I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm advising you here, okay? This is a moment where I'm advising you.
It all worked out in the end.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
No, it did. Listen to me. Don't do it.
I'm not going to say names. It's just...
If you want to venture a guess at who called David out and didn't take his phone call, at Valeni... No, I'm on...
It's just, you go through phones and you... text messages or different things and then get a phone call, that's weak to me.
Is it weird? And I know what Sully's going to do. He's going to go, Jesus, Mike, you're so old. does it make me weird that I still do prefer phone communications versus text?
Of course.
Text? For things that matter.
This is what text is for. And this is like with my wife, it's why I get so angry. And like text should be for this. Hey, grab milk on your way home. One sentence things.
Yeah.
Hey, call this person. Hey, do you want to do this tonight? What pick up something for dinner?
You're also the worst texter I know.
Yes, he is.
You take forever to respond to any question.
because I'm so annoyed by it. But these people that text you paragraphs,
right?
You know, and they're not even using like typing anymore. Now everyone just does the voice thing, and it goes into the text message. It drives me crazy.
But then that leads to like 16 misspelled words.
Yeah, trying to decipher what the hell is going on.
Yeah, you could be saying the word pilot, and it autocorrects to penis, and you're like, "What do you mean this penis is yelling on the airplane?" And you're like, "What? Oh, dude, you can't voice to text because it's a disaster."
No, that's too much. But
yeah, Michigan State hired Mel Fucker today. No, Mel. Tucker.
Yeah. Thank God for you that's your new coach's name. It's going to rhyme so well when you do start calling him that.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time that this guy punts on 4th and inches from plus territory. Guys, are you all right when I stop talking to start talking and broadcast? What's going on here?
No,
I'm thinking more about this text.
Well, I was actually reading an article, I'm glad you brought it up, last week about how many people nowadays are breaking up with their girlfriend or boyfriend via text. And they said, there was actually an athlete,
so crazy.
Who broke up with his girlfriend through text messages, hey, it's not working out, you know. And how that's becoming a big thing now.
That's tough.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah, how do you get the breakup sex with that? Yeah. You're missing out on that, too.
Right.
Here's an answer. You don't. No, I mean, listen, I don't know. Maybe it's better to do it via text if the person is...
crazy.
Right.
I don't know. Listen, I just needed to get it off my chest. That's it. We don't have to belabor the point. But if you're an adult and you're listening, and you're even questioning texting something that is even... remotely important that you know. Deep in your bowels, a 10-minute phone conversation will have a smooth transition. Just make the phone call.
Yep.
Because really, you're just bullshitting yourself. You're just kidding yourself because you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
In the real world, you're going to end up having the fucking phone call anyways. So why not have it on your terms?
Exactly.
Pick up the phone, breach the subject, handle the subject, and it's over. My goodness. Anyone else have any other grievances to file?
No.
I do wish people would call more, but texting's obviously just so huge. What I do get pissed at is the paragraphs, though, you guys hit on. There's no need to send 20 paragraphs for a text.
Why not just pick up the phone?
Yeah.
What's the worst thing your girlfriend's texted you?
Oh, just novels of...
Okay. But she has
some petty argument.
But she hasn't done anything where you'd go, honey... That's a conversation. That's not a text.
Oh, no, I've done that before for sure.
Like, you have.
When she's texting me novels about something stupid. You know what? Let's just talk about this. I'm not texting about this stupid issue. We just talk about it in person.
I like it.
But that's where stuff gets really, the message. Yeah, misconstrued. Because you can't have tone in text, and you don't really you don't really know how someone's saying it, and then it just leads to more issues and semantics.
You know the other chicken shit way to do things? Is to make one of these conversations or make a decision or whatever it is via email.
Oh,
oy vey. I mean, you want to talk chicken shit. I mean, that's the worst.
Right, because in my
mind... you're interviewing for a job, and you email the person. Pick up the phone.
Right.
Hey, Julia, listen. Really great dialogue. Really wish it worked out. I'm going to go a different direction. I wish you all the best. Be a fucking adult.
Mm-hmm.
The email.
Yeah, you're taking your time in front of your computer, typing it out. When you can take all that time, pick up the phone and make the phone call.
Because,
it's over.
Because, again, you're still going to end up on the phone anyways.
Yep.
I wonder if on like a phone plan now, could you say, I don't want text? Or could you just delete the app? Could you just delete the mechanism by which you get text?
I don't think so. No,
you can't avoid it.
No, but I mean, listen, text doesn't need to be deleted. Text is a very valuable means of communication.
Correct.
But, a great example. Now, this is not what I was railing on earlier, but I got a friend of 20 years. And instead it is Dinkus picking up the phone and calling me today. He sent me no less than 500 words on his complete thoughts on Mel Tucker.
Oh.
MSU's new football coach.
Oh, I know a guy that probably texts you like that.
And I'm like, dude, I've known you for how long? In the time it took you to type this, we could have just had a 30-second phone conversation. Like, shit like that drives me insane. Insane.
See, I've had, with previous girlfriends before, I've had texts so long that, like, from an iPhone perspective, you can't even see all of it. You have to click load more, and then it'll load like a notepad. That is, I mean, you're talking about something that's more than, you know, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs.
What did you do?
I don't even remember what that was about.
I've never seen that before.
It's happened a few times where you have to click, load more, and then it pulls up a notepad in your phone.
You know what, fellas?
Oh, my.
I think I know the girl who'd be responsible for that.
Oh, I think I do, too.
And it ain't the one he's with now. No, that's all I'll tell you.
No, it's not.
That's all I'll tell you.
And you would be correct with that, yes.
Huzzah!
All right, everybody, the next chapter is about to begin. Guns N' Roses, The Return, Saturday, July 11th at Comerica Park. It's an all-new show and an all-new North American tour. Guns N' Roses' epic show comes to Detroit, and you don't want to miss it. The iconic rock heroes will show off their vast catalog of hits. Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine, November Rain, on and on and on. Axl Rose, Slash, Duff McKagan on stage at Comerica Park, Saturday, July 11th. Tickets are on sale now at the Comerica box office and tickets.com. One great night of rock hits you know and love, the Guns N' Roses Worldwide Stadium Tour comes to Detroit July 11th. Tickets starting at $49.50 are on sale now and can be purchased at tigers.com/GNR, the Comerica Park box office, and tickets.com. It's Guns N' Roses July 11th, Comerica Park, The Return.
Let's get into this, because this is another thing we need to have a discussion about. Now, this one, we're going to search our souls as sports fans. Now, I have an opportunity coming up, and it's a very dangerous thing I'm going to bring up here. Following the Michigan and Michigan State basketball game on Sunday, which was a complete and utter waste of my time. Excuse me, it would be Saturday. The game was no fun to watch. I've had very little enjoyment from sports lately, including my Michigan State Spartans basketball team. I actually had this brought up to me by someone, and I'm not going to say who it is. A very, 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 very well-known personality in the world of sports. you can siren the shit out of it, but I want to protect them. But they said to me, I got to be honest. I've retired for the week. I am on a sports retirement program. Not watching. Not engaging.
Wow.
Not reading.
No XFL?
No. Oh, yeah exactly. But I got to tell you something. Now, last night, that Michigan State-Illinois game took years off my life.
Yep.
We're up 30. We're down 4. We're up 3. We're up 1. We got a crazy officiating call. State wins by 1. That, I mean, honestly, I basically, my wife could have found me dead where I was sitting watching the game. I mean, later in life, I'm not going to be able to watch these games. I'm going to die. I'm going on vacation next week. I have an opportunity, and that won't include horse racing, because what's better than betting a few ponies beachside? I mean, come on, what are we kidding here? But look, is it wrong in my position to take not a week, not 10 days, not a month. Could I take 5 days from Friday night through when I get up Wednesday, still on vacation, and I get up Wednesday to have breakfast? Can I take 5 days away from sports?
No. I mean, we all know.
You think I'll fail.
We all know that it's impossible to do a radio show without watching sports.
I think there are people. I think there are people in this building who would challenge that.
No, I think
not
you can do it.
Names.
I think you can do it. If you're choosing this week to do it, this is the best week to do it.
Quiet week.
The NBA's off.
Michigan State's killing me.
Exactly.
I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be rifling pick fours,
yep,
poolside. David.
Well, horse racing's considered a sport, though, so you have to take that off in order for it to truly be.
Like, but it's different.
A diet.
It's different. It's not basketball. It's not Detroit sports. Mm-hmm. It's not my own fucking teams that are killing me. Mm-hmm. Michigan State is killing me.
You're like, you're going to be like, what about Bob? You're taking a vacation from your problems.
This is my problem.
And you need that shirt that says, what was that shirt says? I'm local. I'm on vacation.
But I know, Roberto, you've been on permanent vacation from sports.
Yeah.
But if Sully and David, now you guys are sports maniacs, it's okay to admit, but have you done this?
No.
Forcibly?
No, they can't do that.
As a self-help mechanism?
Not to that level, no.
No, I have never done it.
You check out for a day or night, or if you have something going on.
They feel that they're, you know, their masculinity depends on it.
Yeah. No, not at all, Roberto. It's just, I feel like I'm missing something if I...
I'd at least have to check scores, check Twitter, check highlights, whatever. I would truly feel like there's a void, you know? Like you're missing out, that FOMO type thing. And now it's different if you have something big going on for a day or for a night. And you just you check out, you do something else, you're not even worried about it. Maybe you check back in the next morning or whatever. But for 5 days, I couldn't do that. But
remember, David's the guy that like has stuff to do, and you'll be recording a game, and he gets mad. Someone will come up to him and be like, don't tell me the score. Well, I haven't seen it yet.
That happened when Michigan State was in the playoff, and I was at church, and the score came across my phone by, you know, because of the alert, and I was so pissed. I said, I can't believe this. I was supposed to be in a bubble.
The bubble don't exist.
It never works.
No, that does not exist.
That might have worked in like 1989 or something.
But I'm really contemplating it. And listen, I mean, my wife's a soldier. She knows this is how the bills get paid. So, like, it is what it is. I get zero static about it. Now, I'll go out of pocket for dinner and enjoy dinner with her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I haven't queued up a state basketball game on our annual winter vacation. Of course I have. Not going to tell you I don't spend endless hours reading about sports. Like, I'm actually thinking of just attempting, like, a 72-hour cleanse.
Wow.
It's scary when you think about it. Yeah. I haven't gone 72 hours without ingesting sports in my life.
So you're going to detox.
That's tough.
This is the equivalent of like one of those bullshit,
heroin.
You know, 5-day
tough, man.
Colon blow detoxes.
You're going to be like in Passages.
That's tough.
I don't know if you can do it.
All right, let me ask you a question. How long can I go without sports? How long could our listeners go in their own lives? Because I think when you have kids, I imagine it's almost like a prison sentence where you're forced. It's almost like in prison when they give guys the 1 hour to go play in the weight room or like, you know, you get your 1 hour of outside time. Right. I feel like that's what having kids would be for me, is like I would get my work release to go and do what I have to do, and then I'd be put right back into my cell.
You should ask that the room not have a television in it.
No. No, but see, I don't use that. What I use is the iPad.
Right. Yeah, that's what I do.
The iPad is so fucking clutch. And then the ability to stream any game you want.
Ugh.
Oh, we're going Villanova Marquette poolside.
See, that's my problem. That is my problem. See, I've been at other sporting events streaming a different sporting event.
Right.
I just can't.
Wait a second, though. Hold on. Here's what
your
I don't
poolside,
understand.
There's so much beautiful stuff to look at, and you're staring into this goddamn screen. Like a robot.
Let me set the situation and tell me if you feel the same way. And tell me what the difference is between this and my wife reading a book that's thicker than the Bible.
I don't know. It's just different.
I go, I take a dip, have a drink, maybe stare at the ocean for 10 solitary minutes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, no problem. Maybe I light up a cigar while I'm enjoying a little bit of the game. Turn the game off, go back into the fucking pool, rinse, wash, repeat, I'm back for the end. My point is, I'm not sitting there.
What about volume? Do you need volume?
I have my earbuds.
Perfect. I don't see a problem with this.
So your wife's trying to talk to you.
You're totally tuned out, right? You know what the best is with these?
What's that? Oh, what was that?
These things are unreal because they're sweatproof and noise-canceling.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you wore these to take a jog, you get hit by a fucking car. You wouldn't hear it coming. You get mowed down. Oh, no, she can't say anything to me. She's got to physically touch me, but that's part of the plan. I'm just saying.
I don't think you could go 24 hours.
No.
Hold on. 24 hours?
It's tough, man.
Because how many people are you texting every day about sports or watching sports or looking at the Score mobile app?
It's tough,
there's no way you could remove all facets of that.
Here's the other issue is I've got like the pimp Don Juan data plan. My data's good all across the world. Like it doesn't matter what fucking country I'm in. My data plan is on and popping.
Even better.
We're good. Yeah. Oh, David. Yeah. I remember watching, it was years ago, and it was like, I planned our dinner around an MSU Wisconsin basketball game to where, hey, can we bump the Rizzo just an extra 60 minutes? I want to finish watching this. Look, now of course it featured a bottle of wine in the room and relaxing, and it's not like I'm burying myself, but like if I'm out and about, I've never not while on vacation taken a break. Because I've never felt like, despite what some people do in this line of work, I've never felt like I could do this job the right way taking a break. Mm-hmm. It's 24, like I always love when people ask, right? Oh, like, what time do you prep? I don't know. What time don't I? Right. I mean, yeah. My wife makes fun of me because, like, we'll say goodnight and she'll go off to sleep and I'm still reading.
Mm-hmm.
I have a reading list. I'll bookmark things during the day that I ain't got time for. That's the time. Whether you're on the shitter, whether you're on the bed, whether you're watching a TV show, if you have time with your wife, you're still checking in during the commercial breaks, reading. And then while I'm watching a game, I'm notorious for having the iPad as my sidekick I ingest nonstop. I've never taken a break. Sully says I can't go 24.
It's tough.
David.
Nope.
I really don't think you can do it.
What if I had my wife take my phone and iPad, put it in the safe?
That doesn't work.
You would go crazy.
Yeah, see, I'll tell you this. This past football season, I couldn't even last for 3 hours. I was on a plane. The Steelers were down 14-0 when I was getting on a plane to the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. I couldn't sit still on that plane. No Wi-Fi on the flight where I was at. I could not sit still because I did not know what was going on. I'm thinking my team is going to lose to an 0-10 team at the time.
You should have seen me last year. We were leaving Vegas, Sal, for March Madness, and it was in the middle of UCF and Duke. We had a flight delay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Taco Fall game, isn't
correct.
It?
Right. The game is ending. And what happens? We're now starting to board flight bullshit.10, full service to Detroit.
No.
And you're like, oh, fuck, dude, there's 2 minutes left in this game. So we get on. Now I go, no problem. Plane's got TVs.
Right.
No problem.
Yep.
What the fuck starts to happen? The TVs go on the goddamn Fritz. Zion Williamson looked like Max fucking Headroom stuttering. Dude, and finally somebody's like, oh shit, I can't believe it. I'm like, God damn it.
Yep.
It's hard, man. I don't think you can do it. It's almost impossible.
But how do you recharge the batteries? All our teams fucking suck.
I don't know.
What do you do? I just want to take a few days off and see if it reinvigorates me. No?
I go back to what I said earlier. I think the time you're choosing to do this may benefit you because of no NBA, Michigan State, whatever. You know, this might be the best time to benefit you, but I still think it's going to be impossible.
So how long can I make it? Sully says under 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you 24 hours.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, I would give you one day.
Well, let's think about this. Let's think about this. This is important. So Saturday we leave. There's a Michigan State game on Saturday. Hold on. Time out. Hold on, everybody. Let's calm down. I want to look this up. This is important show research, people. And again, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like...
Imagine the iPad being in this locked in the safe and him going to his wife.
You see me chewing on the...
Open the goddamn safe!
What's in the box? What's in the box? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So, top 25 matchups on Saturday. Saturday, here we go. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. MSU's hosting Maryland at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fuck.
You might be right, Sully.
Dude, the appetizer. Ranked matchup. West Virginia at Baylor.
Mm.
Illinois goes to Rutgers. Damn.
I think Sully's correct here.
Yeah.
It won't be 24.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it? Nope.
I don't know. Roberto, let's go to your world with this. Because I know you think I'm an asshole in this regard.
Well, if I was in, you know, the hotel does offer rooms with no mini bar. So if I...
No, you know how to beat that system. So when you go, if you go on a beach vacation, beaches or water incur drinking.
Sure.
I mean, they make it that you want to do it more.
Sure.
Nobody goes to, like, Banff, Alberta, and goes, oh, man, oh, let's fucking drill some beers. But, like, if you go to the Caribbean or if you go to Mexico or wherever you go, I don't know where people fucking go. It's their own business.
Yeah, it's hand in hand.
But when you go overseas, it is vitally important for you to pre-stock your room. I mean, it's just, it is what it, now I know David doesn't drink.
No,
I,
not just overseas, though, even if you're going to anywhere.
But overseas, here's the key.
Good weather.
They get you on some of these resorts. You're a prisoner. Now, okay, I don't go places where I can't explore. Right. I refuse to go places where you're locked on a resort. But when you're on a resort, let's face it, you want to be able to have a libation. You want to be able to, I don't know, grab a cocktail as you head down to the pool. Maybe have one when you come back. You build up this cachet.
And they do offer that, but you're going to pay.
They fucking buried it. So I've got a direct line on the best liquor store where I'm headed on the way back from the airport. We make a stop. I tip the guy, you right. know, because they don't want the right. driver to do, you know, other right. things. I go in. I get my little setup. I get my honey, whatever she wants. Now we got a little fucking cachet.
Enough for the week.
Now we've cut the resort out of a few dollars.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's face it, with what you're already paying, why would I give you more money?
Right.
What, you're going to bang me $18 a cocktail when I got it right here?
Mm.
Yeah. No, wait a second now. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny because I'll sit there.
Remember when we were in Vegas and I was going through your mini bar? I think one little bottle probably cost you $50.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Listen,
yeah.
Listen. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not even going to begin to open the box that is you in Vegas. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to let it go. And I'm just going to ask you to say thank you for the free drinks you got. And we'll leave
yes.
it there.
It was magnanimous. It was an eye-opening experience. It was once, you know, I've never been there before, and it was
you're never going back, are you?
It was America's you playground.
I think you on the flight there was just an experience in itself.
Oh, I mean, listen.
You're not going back, though.
Not this year. I'm not going.
Do you think if you went this year, you'd be divorced? How much static did it cause you to be away? And then your behavior while there, which was really regrettable on all fronts. including you almost getting into a fight with one of our listeners.
Because what?
He was like Shuley from the Howard Stern show doing one of these offensive interviews. And he's like, oh what do you got there, Jack? Another loser?
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh. You know, because Roberto had the wireless mic and he's like, oh, what are you taking a whole 20 out of the ATM? Oh, big spender.
I would sit by the ATM like an interview guy.
Whoa, having a tough day at the book, huh? Yeah, I bet your wife's thrilled. Like, dude, Roberto almost got fucking just rim rocked. Yeah,
that's not exactly the best place when people are pissed going back to the ATM to get more money out.
No, nobody was very pleased with my approaching them.
All right, here's what I would
well,
like.
Well, somebody was.
Do you ever take a sports vacation? Do you ever decompress? Vacation, whatever. I don't know. I'm just looking for help from the people because I got to be honest.
Well, just do it, all right? Just make it happen.
I can't.
As a challenge.
I don't think I can.
Challenge!
Yeah, you'd have to phrase that. You'd have to mentally just do it like right. a challenge to yourself.
I really think it would have to be a bet situation, or it would be no different than like rehab. Like people are like, dude, I just can't stop the crack pipe. I can't stop. I have programmed myself. I can't stop like who I am. Like this, I prepared for this job 10 years before I got it. My entire like youth was preparation. Like I was an animal. I knew you learn to just ingest, mm-hmm. retain, mm-hmm. deploy. Like, how do you stop, man? I'm 39.
Sully, see if we can get a Dr. Drew on the podcast at some point here.
Yeah, but the difference between me and the average guy is I make money. doing this shit.
Well, that makes it even worse.
No, I make money doing this shit. This isn't a fucking hobby.
But that's your way of, that's your justification.
Right.
It is. I'm saying if the average continue. Guy right. just likes sports.
That's my justification for anything I do. Well, I work hard. I mean, what the hell? I can do whatever
yeah,
I want.
But my point is you getting fucked up in your basement ain't making money. Listen, when I handle sports the way I handle it, I fucking make money. The average guy, no wonder their wife gets pissed. They're like, listen, hey, Mookie Betts ain't paying our fucking mortgage, Don. You know, help me with the baby. Like, that's the difference. Like, David, me, Mikey, like, we watch sports. This is how we make our money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. How do I stop? How do I stop? I don't think I can go 24 hours. And it won't be Saturday. That Maryland game's a huge fucking game. What am I going to do?
I'm interested in the game before it now that you said it.
Oh, Baylor, West Virginia?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Can you go 1 hour?
Yes.
Can you go an afternoon? You know, can you just leave your phone and your iPad and just go, like, enjoy yourself?
What if you're
sick?
What if you have the flu?
You just sit there and watch all day.
Then it's even worse. Yeah, I bet.
I survive. I can easily get through a dinner. I can easily get through a night out.
Mm.
Beyond that, you're getting dicey.
Hey, I feel horrible then. I don't think I can get through a night with dinner with my wife.
Yes, you guys can.
No, I can't. I'm always looking at my phone. That might be an addiction to the phone.
See,
but
sometimes I'm so annoyed with, like, people and this job, I just leave the phone in my vehicle and I go to dinner with my wife.
Damn, I can't do that.
I just say, fuck it.
I think I'm addicted to my phone.
But no, that's where I am old school. We talk about the texting stuff. That's where I am old school, where if I'm at dinner, my phone's in my pocket.
No,
I'm not taking out my phone and texting.
No, it's
I never am.
You're a maven.
Never.
Mm. You are a maven.
Dinner's where you just got to put the phone away for an hour.
I remember. I remember I had to have a sit down with Sully, and it was like a father with a son. It was the talk, but I wasn't lecturing him on the birds and the bees.
I was about to say, was it that talk?
No, I was lecturing him. Listen, Sully, I think you're a really, really talented young guy. This is a couple of years ago now. Sully was probably like 23. I like you. I do. But here's how this works in the real world. You don't text adults at 3:30 in the morning. We're fucking sleeping.
Oh, I was like 21.
This kid's updating me. Oh shit, I'm at the club.
That was a long time ago.
Now that is real. You're right.
Then he'd be like, the Uber's fucking crazy right now. And it's like, I'd look in the morning after, you know, I'm bleary eyed. Yeah, I'd look.
Yeah.
2:38.
I remember that.
Fuck you, man.
That's not dinner, though. All right, at dinner, I'd set the...
I started putting my phone on silent because I didn't realize there was something called a do not disturb.
Yes.
You can, like, basically go, all right, midnight to 6 a.m.
Yep.
A bomb could go off. This phone ain't going off. This fucking kid would send me graphics, videos. Bro, want to meet up for a drink? I'm going... I love this fucking kid. I do. I love the spirit. But I've been dead for multiple hours when you sent this to me. And we corrected.
You've been dead for multiple years.
Right. Yeah, right. It's sad. It's sad. It is. All right. Listen, thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, review, and pass it along. And obviously, we'll talk to you very soon. And we will have an update on whether my mini break from sports ever even got off the ground. I am very concerned. It will be an embarrassing episode. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.